says, Rav Lawrence tells, on another occasion, the Chofetz Chaim, Chazanish said to Rav Shlomo Cohen, one of his Talmidim, Rav Shlomo Cohen told this to Rav Lawrence. The Chofetz Chazanish said, yesterday I had by me Moshe and Zerach. Moshe Shapiro and Zerach were hefty. There must have been people that were supporting the Sherut Lumi. More towards Mizrahi, I think. It's not Moshe Shapiro, but for Amru Li Shechit. So Chazanish was telling the Talmud of Shulchan Aruch, they told me they looked through all four Chet Halakim of Shulchan Aruch, and they didn't find anywhere Hisur or Shevut Yomi. So the Chazanish said, you know what I told him? That this din is Mefurish in the fifth Shulchan Aruch, but if not everyone has that one. The fifth one was given only to Talmud of the Chofetz. You start to explain where's the makor, you miss the path, you know. It's like, it's called the kula. I mean, that's what prayer is about, you know. I'm not saying I understand, I'm saying that's where they're coming from. But they had the dvorim ayoitim in LA, but they could, some kind of could just. Here it is. Get the message across. And he goes on to say that there was one of the head of that good Israel got up and spoke. He doesn't say that it was. He says it's an ishiut gula, a tremendous ishiut, a tremendous Yorosh Hamayim. He got up and he said, he took the microphone and he started talking with his Lavud about the Sherut Lumi civil service, and he said, that is the ideal pitaron for the Giyus of the bill, to the army. Because this gives us an opportunity to show everybody, all of Israel, that the Haredim are not trying to mishtamet, they're not trying to sneak out. The public responsibility. Because we can now mekayem. They don't have to hold weapons and go and fight. Sherut Lumi, nice place where everyone. So then he was standing up in the, and then Rav Lawrence says, I sent to get across the room. Let him know that the Chazanish is against him. So straight away, on this point, he said, I just found out the Chazanish. Yeah, he's a tailor. Then he goes on to say that they thought the Chazanish, when he said, he expressed about it, he said that it's a gzeira, that's a heart-rending gzeira. And he said, if we get it, Yehorek Baal Yahu. Suddenly the Tibur, he says, heard that the Chazanish is saying it's Yehorek Baal Yahu, so it opened up their eyes, but nobody really realized, nobody expected that he actually meant, I thought he was just trying to say how serious stuff. And then, before the Chazanish was Nifter, right until the end of his days, he was Nifter, and Rav Lawrence said he was a Kutlar, especially Chazanish said he was a Kutlar, so he wasn't here for the divine. But when he came back, Rebetzin Kanievsky, and Rebetzin, told him that the Chazanish said she had to steal something from him, Rav Lawrence. She told Rav Lawrence that Chazanish said, you told her, Chazanish told Rebetzin Kanievsky, that which I'm asking about Sherut Lumi being Yehorek Baal Yahu, it's Yehorek Baal Yahu Mamish. And he said to her, you've got two daughters, if Chas V'Sholem gets to the point where they come to take your daughters to Sherut Lumi, they are Chayav to Limso the Nefesh, Kipshut Lom Shafur. And that's how the Chazanish took their whole Sherut Lumi, and he was. So here we are, and all these ahead of our Agudat Yisrael getting up and speaking. actually, but Kol HaDor was the Horeb Bal Yaakov. Could have gone to get into perhaps a little bit of the what it's about, but anyway, that was. You read it yourselves in the English version. It says here a few things on Limud HaTorah. This is the Chazon Ish, it says, quotes from the Chazon Ish. So, to the Zivug of Chochmah with a person is E.F. Shabli Kimiya Veteopen. It's to actually have that Zivug with the Chochmah. Zivug with Chochmah, then the union with Chochmah, becoming one with Chochmah, as I guess as opposed to what they call a Chamor Noisikel. When I arrived here the first day, someone made a comment, called my story, and my car, yes, Chamor Noisikel. I said he was right in more than one way. but anyway, I'll say, right, the Zivug of Chochmah, he says, yeah, where the person is only Shayach if you have, not Shayach without the Kamiya and the Teoba. Without that, you get to a point where you soem the sweetness of the Chochmah. When you appreciate the Divrei Torah Chaviv, that's really right. Koyach HaChiba, Chavivut, that opens the mouth and the leiv to be able to livloya Chochmah Bina and Daat. And he brings the man, the Chazal, Im Yiten Yishev Kol Beitzik Be'Ava Shavar in Rib Mood. Yeshua, it's a story. Voidu. Then he says, yeah, Hadrach about Chidushim, which is very important. Don't be mitzaveh for long chidushim. He's writing to somebody. It's not just lacking, you're lacking the koch chidushim. Just mitamet yoseichu ve'omet tzichlucho le'emes u'meshorim einchom mesugal lechidushim ha'regilim ha'muzugim la'znochas ha'nechud ha'amit ha'aroi. Most times, yeah, the common shidduch is where it's mixed with leaving out the ikka point. Don't push yourself to copy the Mephalpalim, HaMephalpalim. All you need to do is steig more. With steiging more, you'll add Chiddush, you'll be Mephalpalim. That's all. Inyan of the Chiddush, he brings from Rebchaim Veloz, all the rights about him. The Oymek of Tereshe Baalpeh is only revealed, this is the next point, the Oymek of Tereshe Baalpeh is only revealed through Acharei Rav Hashkida Ve'om. Only after a lot of Shkida and Omer. So Kol HaMitgale, anything that's Mitgale at that point, that's called Chiddush. That's the concept of Chiddush from the time of Lot. And he says anyone who's Moisif in the Kinyonim Shatar and Nikneus plan is adds, gets more of those the Kinyonim to which the Torah is Nikneus. Thereby adds Yediyas HaTorah, more clarity in Yediyas HaTorah, and you then take the sweetness, the hidden, the sweetness of Tafun that was hidden and was in Hester until he was Amos. When he's Amos, it brings out all of that Ne'imus, that Ta'am, the Toyim, the Ne'imus HaTzuna, which come out through the Amos. The Heina Chidushim, those are the Chidushim. When you're Omel on that Gemara and you suddenly Rashi makes more sense than you did before. Or now you get your crush on the Rashi. Then it's clear to you what's bothering you about Rashi. So that is Hein Hein Achidushim Samche Nefesh Umalhive Ava Iloy. Muram Mikol Shifnus Agufanim. Above all kinds of all the Shifnus. And that's what Mahapan Yeshem and Nishmata. That's the Koya. That turns Gashmias into the shop. Turns Gashmias into that Koach. Bring here an August for Bena Yeshiva. Call him for the Bena Yeshiva. One that you could, okay? It says you have to be rogel b'tfila le'inotzel mi'etor. And you think the chazan is with the rest of us. That's what I always told the chazan ish about today. Always I hear people saying from the chazan ish, you know, the rest of us, they have to remember that it's got to be the chazan ish who said it or was not, otherwise they, you know, they're like nervous. It's amazing how much of our boy had to do the big rest of the body that's very you know, the moment you find a chazan ish that feels differently, it's like, oh, well, I think that's the problem, you know, the kashrut. Chazan ish writes, you have to be rogel b'tfila le'inotzel mi'etor, v'yesh li yisfak b'kol nusach b'milvad she'edim le'lev. You've got to be rogel in tfila to be yisfak from the yisfak, and in any nusach, it doesn't matter, as long as it's yisfak b'milvad. Another clause, not to do any action that's driven by a rotzen for kovod, and one should be foirish from something that's going to kovod. Something that's going to bring kovod, you should try and avoid. I guess. Right? Anyone took shnishi yet? Right? Don't do that, right? And then he says, I mean, avoid anything that's davar mishune. Don't do anything that's mishune. That others are not doing. What's called mishune? No one else is doing that, right? If I'm standing on the spot and I'm jumping.
Has pressed with
that. No, okay, so that's because they're in the mess of the shul, right?
So they get more people to do it.
Every doing the same.
Then it's not mishune, no. You go to the what is that? The kalinas, right? And they daven. It's loud. Right? That's fine. It's not rocks. The Alter of Kelm once went over to somebody who was saying brachas. Saying brachas loud. Shem Nosan Vatechelino, right? Shalaya Sani Goy, right? And he went up, he said, why do I have to must sit from your brachas? And you got to. It is chashuv to not just sit there to do it. You got to learn how to do it in a way that you try anyway. To bolea it so that it's free of the bolea. Yeah. So next. When it's Medover Mashuna, there's one guy here who's mamish steiging in Froom and he's letting everybody know about it. That's the problem, you know. Once there's a call, there's a, anyway, a lot of hadrocha. Chazan Ish in this sefer, what he's written is, things I've found here that, like, for you, it's like, were undefined or they're unclear. There was room for debate. There was, you know, it was like he was a novi, right? All kinds of situations. I'm aware of a lot of things going on in that I've come across, you know, over the years. And I found these jokes, what's the getting of this year? Mamish, yeah, the cousin is. In the anonymous chaver, things that are going on. That tefillah, that mishpocha, that thing. Things that happen. There's so much here about the chaver. Talks about you can have a person that's moisa nefesh, Klal Yisrael. And that same person, you can find him in a corner, being the kaim, the person that he's trying to take the comfort. Tzadik is so oilam, and when the guy that insulted him, he's going to get it. You seem right a lot about that stuff. Chazan Ish knew about all kinds of Rosh Hashivas and all kinds of Ragisi, all kinds of Ramim, Ravs and Roshes and, you know. Roshes doesn't mean with an iron, right? But all the, you know, so he was aware of what some of them you could see. I went there in South Africa. I went over to Rosh Hashiva. He called my father. He spoke to the same teacher, my father said, I can't meet with him. He put the phone up. He said, I can see the she was like, what a rude man. Of course, my father said, oh, he was there. My father wasn't that. He wasn't somebody who had never come to him before, and he just didn't have time for a thing. Told him, I can't see him, he said, tell him, come and get a check. Or we'll send him a check, you know. he put down the book. And I saw him in shul. He came to shul. Koshim of Rosh Hashanah. I'd never done it before. And I went over to a step. That's my father's secretary. That was a good Hashem. And then he spoke Friday night over the shul. And he went on and on and on. Okay, that was something else. That was a different Nakuda. Yes, I don't know. I mean, on this point, I finished. This is the guy who knows that some Kosh of a Rob is corny and slams the phone down. How can you do that? Oh, he was angry. The rest of the governing, that was the same show that happened. He wouldn't talk to me. You could see this guy straight away. I could see that, and as soon as he got up, I could see it was like there wasn't a lack of an off. There wasn't a. I learned with the Rav Shach. You're not giving me money. You know what a chutzpah that is?